that can't be right. It's a waning gibbous tonight. Ugh, and my cedar smoke has gone out. I'll have to harvest more before... Oh, by the bones of the raven, what now?
Is that a spirit I sense coming upon my doorstep? And in such wretched weather? Begone, begone, spirit! I cast thee away! Spirit, mine eyes are failing, but I sense your aura evaporating. I release you deeper, deeper back into mine swamp. Please, I beg you, find peace in the willows and the cypress. Find rest among the... What? No. What? You are mistaken. There is no nubile beauty here of which you speak. I am but an old crone, destined to live the rest of her dying days in this... You dare interrupt me again. You are no spirit. You are... I have been clear. You insist you have seen some vision of youth and beauty. Ah, do you see such vision before you now? No, it is only I, an old and lonely hag, living in peace in her... Hey, what? You dare accuse me of witchcraft? Human, I warn you now, tread lightly. Greater men have died for lesser words. Fine. You aren't leaving, are you? I swear, by the moss on the north side of Cypress Swamp, I will not permit you to leave here intact. What do I mean by that? I mean that you fool, have somehow tread past my wards, have somehow defiled the guardians of this swamp, and in some unknown idiot magic of your own, have arrived here on my doorstep. And yet, it is perhaps time for a new ritual. I will make use of you yet, fool, and turn you out into the wilderness, empty and spent, and a husk of your former self. Would you, human fool, like to enter my cottage? You would. Sit down. Sit down. Oh, what is this? Simple capnomancy. I should have known you were coming close. The smoke was suspiciously low to the ground, but never you mind that. I'm intrigued by you, fool. I have made my home in this swamp for 300 years now, and you are the first human to wander into it like some bumbling moose, drunk on the last apples of the season. No, of course you wouldn't know what I'm talking about. Do you observe the world around you, human? Do you heed the call of the fireflies? Do you congregate with the mushrooms? When was the last time you sat in a circle of quartz and heard the wisdom of the stone? That is what I thought. You tell me, fool. You are the one accusing me of witchery. Do I seem a witch to you? You accused me of hiding a nubile young beauty in this hut. Well, describe to me what you see now.
Yes. Perhaps I should take more time to walk among the humans. I forget the look your dumb, soft faces get when you see a figure of true beauty before you. An institute of madness confined to a shape of primordial magic and sexual energy. Tell me, fool, is it my hair you are most drawn to? Long and silken, the way it falls in tumultuous piles about my face? Is it my face itself, with my eyes which seem unnaturally large? They are, you know, unnaturally large. I spent a decade on that spell, worth every hour spent flogging myself with stinging nettles. Perhaps it's my breasts. You cannot see them well, can you, under these robes? Let me fix that.
You are flushing, fool.
and I know you have not drunk any fermented goods. I don't smell the reek of alcohol in your bloodstream. That flush is entirely from my body, isn't it? Is it my breasts? Large and pendulous. Ones that look unbearably soft and tender, yet firm at the same time. Is it my body? Soft and yielding. A body you want to be tender with before you rake your claws into it, biting hard and digging through my flesh. I promise it is skin well worth destroying. And somehow, knitting new human flesh from the lily pads in my swamp doesn't take anywhere near as long as weaving new hair from the moss in the cypress trees. Magic is funny that way. I told you, you foolish human, that I would leave you a husk, an empty, drained version of yourself. There's something very powerful that you can give me, something which fools like you waste and waste and waste, day in and day out. Your seed, fool, brings new life to my own powers, my waning powers, I will admit. Do you see this text, fool? There is a ritual I have yearned for several centuries now, a ritual that depends on the moon being just so, on the rains falling just right, on the season of the owls mating in this swamp to come to an end. It depends on a fool striding into my swamp, a symbol of innocence and wandering into virginity, a symbol for me to take and to corrupt. You will breed me, fool. I will use your body for my own gains. I will take your seed, yes, but I will also take that wandering, innocent intent and use it for my own purposes. For I do not wander, and I am not innocent. Stand, you foolish man, and disrobe. Your body is delicious. It has been far too long since I felt the warmth of human flesh. Ah! Yes. Grab me. Bring me close. Your hair is so soft. I want to dig my fingers into it. Clench it tight. Your hands digging into my flesh. Ah! Yes. This is divine. Please, bite me. Bite harder. Harder! Draw blood. Ah, gods, yes. Your cock stands so hard. That rush of blood between your legs. So eager. So earnest. I need it in my mouth. You, do not move. Do not move at all. That cock is mine. I am taking it. I am using it. And you will not move. You will especially not release yourself into my mouth. Do you understand? You will be dead on the spot if you are cowardly and weak enough for that. Yes? I didn't hear you. Good fool. Ah, your cock. So salty. So hard. So perfect. Fool. Your musk. The hardness of your fire cock. Or perhaps. Perhaps just because it's
It's been such a long time. Since my gun was filled. I ache for you. Oh, I ache to fuck you. To take them. To take what is mine. Human, get on the ground. No, I will ride you to my own climax, and then to yours. No. Oh, you foolish, foolish man. Your cock. It fills me perfectly. This is the only thing I miss about you humans. This. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Oh, don't move a muscle. This is mine. This is all mine. I told you, you are not to release yourself. This is mine first. Winds of the goddess, yes. Fool, oh, your cock. It pleases me. Are you ready now? Are you ready to honor your mission and to give me your seed? Yes. Yes. You, my fucking release. I don't care if you're ready or not. It is mine. I have had my orgasm. And I will have it again by taking what I am owed. Come for me, fool. Come for me. Fill my womb with your seed. Oh, I ache for you. I ache for your sticky, hot, satisfying mess of a release to overflow from me and... yes! Yes, 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 yes! Was not entirely necessary. You could have spilled your seed into a dish of moon water, and I would have sent you on your merry, blind, idiot way. But that's not very fun now, is it? And I deserve a little human fun every few hundred years. Don't you think, fool? Your seat is strong. I can feel my power strengthening, even as I feel you weakening beneath me. Yes, this will bring me vigor anew for many decades to come. I may, however, demand your presence even sooner. You foolish, foolish man.